revisit now the what I consider the big story of the day. And that is the incredible journalistic failings of the major news media outlets of this country. Today it's ABC News, exposed by Project Veritas, for burying a story on Jeffrey Epstein back in August 2016, at the height of the presidential election between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. ABC practiced a catch and kill of the Jeffrey Epstein story that had been put together by Amy Robach. Amy Robach, one of the big stars of ABC News, caught on a hot mic here just a few weeks ago in August of 2019. Amy Robach saying, I had the story. I had it all. I had pictures. We had Bill Clinton. We had it all. And we were told we didn't have enough. And you have to ask yourself today, why is this? Now, Project Veritas got a copy of the tape. It was at Times Square during an off time and published it yesterday. Apparently coming from an inside source at ABC News, this tape. But I want to play it for you. It is bite number one from Amy Robach. Hot mic situation, not broadcasting at this point, just talking to people around her. You can't see them, but it's another tough day for the national news media. It's long, and it's worth every moment. It's bite number one. Go.
We would not put it on the air. First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. Then the palace found out that we had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways. We were so afraid we wouldn't be able to interview Kate and Will that also quashed the story. And then Alan Dershowitz was also implicated in because of the planes. She told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton. We had everything. I tried for 3 years to get it on to no avail, and now it's all coming out, and it's like these new revelations, and I freaking had all of it. I'm so pissed right now. Like, every day I get more and more pissed because I'm just like, oh my God, what we had was unreal. Other women backing it up. Hey, yep. Brad Edwards, the attorney, 3 years ago saying, there will come a day when we will realize Jeffrey Epstein was the most prolific pedophile this country has ever known. And I had it all 3 years ago.
Had it all. Had it all 3 years ago. But it was connected to Bill Clinton. They had the connection. They had photographs. Virginia Roberts had given them all the material. Pictures, everything. Clinton, everything. And yet, in the late summer of 2016, ABC played catch and kill with the story. NBC, of course, played catch and kill with the Harvey Weinstein story and Ronan Farrow. Over at CBS, you have Les Moonves and Charlie Rose parading around in his drawers. Good Lord, is that an upsetting mental image. I mean, that's just, I know Halloween's past, but that's just frightening. But one more thing from Amy Robach I want you to hear, and that is, what does she think about Epstein's death? When she heard about Epstein's death, what did she think about it? Did she think it was on the up and up? Does she think that he committed suicide? Bite number two, go.
So do I think he was killed? 100%. Yes, I do. Because he made his whole living blackmailing people. There were a lot of men in those planes, a lot of men who visited that island, a lot of powerful men who came into that apartment.
I mean, when I heard he was found dead, Mr. Sales, so
I knew immediately. And they made it seem as though he made that suicide attempt 2 weeks earlier, but his lawyers claimed that he was roughed up by his cellmate around the neck. That was all like to plant the seed, and then that's why I really believe it. Like, really believe it.
She believes he was murdered. Again, hats off to Project Veritas for making that all possible. She believes he was murdered, Jeffrey Epstein. Again, you go back to the summer of 2016, late August. Donald Trump had come even with Hillary Clinton in the polls and had just slightly moved ahead. So you've got this breaking huge story, and you've got a witness, and you've got photographs, and you've got logs of the planes, the Lolita Express flying down to Pedophile Island. And it seems to me, looking at all the facts that are at hand today, ABC News made the decision at the executive level to kill the story because it would connect Bill Clinton to Jeffrey Epstein in the middle of the race that they were hoping that Hillary Clinton was going to win for the White House. Of course, she didn't, but they didn't want to impact that. So the question is, did ABC News intentionally catch and kill this story to protect Hillary Clinton? It's a perfectly fair question based on what we know now. A perfectly fair question. Of course, the royal family also wanted the story killed. So very powerful people wanted the story stopped. And then you have this. For another 3 years, this serial pedophile preyed on underage girls, along with other powerful men. Jeffrey Epstein and his pals continued to fly to Pedophile Island, continued to violate underage girls, continued to rape underage girls for another 3 years. ABC, this is on you. This is on you, ABC. You turned a blind eye to a serial pedophile, maybe the most prolific pedophile in world history, and his powerful friends, it appears, to protect one of your powerful friends, Hillary Clinton and her husband, Bill, who was on that plane numerous times. Disgusting, and it's revolting. You should be held to account. 52 after, it's the Steve Gerber Show.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gerber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
I vaccinate because I want to protect my daughter.
I vaccinate because these diseases can be deadly.
Because of vaccines, we tend to think of diseases like whooping cough and measles as things of the past, but they aren't. Michigan's children still get them and pass them on. Get the whole story at iVaccinate.org. I vaccinate because I got the facts. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the Franny Strong Foundation, and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.